me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? And actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds!
King of Clouds!
The Colossus of Clouds! The Colossus of Clouds!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer is Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. You can give us a call at 312-332-3776. If you have a collectible you think might be worth something, you'd like to get an estimate from us what it might sell for in a Huggins and Scott auction, or if it's even worth putting in an auction. And if you call, you'll get entered into a drawing. This week, we're giving away a box of 2017 Panini Certified Football. The 2017 football products are off to a great start. The rookie stuff's doing really well. Yeah. You've been selling some rookie stuff,
absolutely.
Haven't you, Ben?
Joe Mixon stuff, Leonard Fournette, that stuff is just really going for some good money.
Yeah, the quarterbacks, Trubisky, Deshaun Watson, they're selling well. You see that the Bears have a virtual reality thing now, and it's supposedly helping Trubisky, because you get to see what a quarterback sees, so they can go through their reads and
right.
and see it when the guy's out on the field. I'm thinking, yeah, when Cuddy was out there, maybe, you know, if he was looking at the cheerleaders and he was supposed to be looking at the sidelines, you know, they could see that now. They better be careful.
Although Cutler may find a home in Miami.
Sounds like it. It's possible, yeah.
Without I think they got to give him jersey number 6.
Yeah.
You know, little pick 6.
Oh, boy. Well, he was 6 with the Bears, too, yeah.
There you go. Consistency.
And Bill Huggins must be a little tired now after that. The auction ended Thursday night. Did it go late for you, Bill? There was a lot of good late bidding, that's for sure.
Well, it actually, from what the guys tell me, it ended at 6:23 a.m.
My gosh. Are you kidding? We're going to mix in some of the final prices of some of these things. A lot of them we had talked about on earlier shows and how much they ended up going for. It's really some cool stuff that was in this auction, and some really good prices on some of these things. Remember, we were talking about that 1986 Fleer basketball box of 36 packs, BBCE wrapped, and Bill had said that they had something with it where they, when they wrap them, they look through the box and make sure it's a full box, an original box. This was an original box. Went for $47,000 for one box of 36 packs. That a guy was in at T-Crown a couple months ago and said there was a place that used to sell them where he grew up. And he was buying the boxes when they were like $12. And when they went up to $15, he's like, that rip-off artist. Stop buying them. Like ridiculous prices like that. Bill, did you ever own, like, you had a store back then, didn't you? Did you have those packs or boxes at the time? Do you remember?
Oh, we couldn't give the boxes away for $10.80. That's what we were selling.
Really?
Wow. Oh,
man. Isn't that so? Well, I guess that's what happened. A lot of places returned the boxes, so there weren't a lot around. So there must be boxes in dumps somewhere. Jeez. That we, you know, find those dumps. Let's go digging.
From back of a warehouse somewhere, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Yeah.
That's where Vince is headed after the show.
I am. I'm ready. Right. I'm ready.
That's right. But that wasn't the only thing that did well in the auction. Well, actually, there was another box of packs. Well, there was more than one other one, but another one that I noticed was a 79-80 Topps hockey box, 36-pack box. That was also BBCE wrapped. $7,800 that now. So, I mean, those weren't selling for anything, but that's a Gretzky rookie there.
Yep, right.
But still, that's a lot of money for that box. And then, remember we talked about that Joe Namath rookie type one original photo used for his rookie card. I tweeted a picture of that the morning that the auction was ending, and it was at $7,000. I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's pretty good. So I tweet a picture of it. Check it later. You know what that ended at, the final bidding on that?
I just saw it, $55,000.
$55,000. Wow. Yeah, I was like, oh, my gosh, that was incredible.
Yeah. And if I had that card, I would trade that Namath for that box of the 86-87 Fleer. You'd have to make that trade, right?
Well, this was the photo used in the rookie card.
If I had the photo, I still would trade it for an 86-87 box of
that
cards.
That would be a good trade. Yeah, and you would open the box.
I would, yes. Under 5 minutes, gone, opened.
Yeah, I suppose. Wouldn't it be nice to just be able there? Well, there's guys that can buy that and open it. And I wonder what a typical guy does now, Bill. Does typically they just save it and hope that it'll keep climbing in value as an investment when they buy an expensive box like that?
Well, I there's probably two sides to it. There's the normal side, and then there's the Vince Clemente side.
The Rip side. Rip City, yeah. Well, some other items that were in there. Remember I talked about that group of 277 original snapshots from taken at World Series from 1916 to 1926? It had... They're just the little snapshots, but they were really cool. Like there were pictures of Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, a 1919 World Series of Shoeless Joe Jackson. $22,250 those went for. I bet that's fun, Bill, on your end when you're there and you're seeing the bidding going like that towards the end and thinking, whoa, where's this going to end?
Well, yeah, and the person who brought that to us, really, I mean, this was something that was found in an attic and no clue as to what it would go for. I don't even know what we opened that thing up at. It was very little. And,
yeah.
He's got to be thrilled. I haven't talked to him yet, but did talk to the gentleman who put in the lot that ended at 6:23 in the morning. That was the uncut sheet of 52s that had the Willie Mays on.
Oh, yeah. That did really well. But yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah. I talked to the gentleman during the day, and it was only at, like, I don't know, $3,500 or something like that, maybe not even that, and it ends up going for $38,000.
Yeah, and did you see how many bids? Remember we were talking before what's the most bids that were ever on a Huggins and Scott auction? I don't remember what the total was, but this one got 87.
Wow.
There must have been guys battling it out. Yep, absolutely. I'm staying up all night, and they really did. 87 bids. I don't remember. Was it 90-some bids was the record that we heard from Josh?
Oh, I think the 87 is a new record.
It might be a new record. Cool. Oh, that might be. Yeah. Wow, that's something. 38,000. But that was cool. Now, somebody asked me at T-Crown, they go, like, this was before it had ended. I had one of the catalogs there, and they said, would you have the Mays card cut out of there? And I go, I wouldn't, but if I was going to, I didn't say this, but if I was going to at the time, or if I was thinking about it, before I did anything like that, I would contact the head guy at PSA and say, how do you grade something like this? If you do, how does it have to be cut if you're going to cut it? Have you ever had that come up, Bill, where somebody did that or checked it out?
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time, especially recently now with untouched sheets that we sell. The grading companies will actually grade these cards now, whereas I think there was a time when they wouldn't do sheet cut cards, but now they do, and we got a lot of guys who come in and examine these uncut sheets. We took all the sheets to the National and had dozens of people just come up and kind of closely inspect the sheets with magnifying glasses to see if there were no flaws on these cards, that you could cut them professionally and get possibly nines or tens out of them.
Well, think about it. What happened? All cards were originally cut off sheets. Yep. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, so... Yep. It makes sense that you should be able to do it because every card. Was there ever a card set a top set that wasn't on sheets? As far as I know, they always were.
Bill, no, from what I could gather, though, the old rule of thumb was they could tell by looking down the sides of the card if this card was from 1969 or 1952, and the borders, the very thin borders around the edges are bright white, as opposed to have been toned and faded over the years of time. And if they saw bright white, they just don't grade. They were not grading them, and now
they are. I see. That makes sense. Huh. There was another uncut sheet, a 1957 Topps uncut sheet, 88 cards, had Yogi Berra, Willie Mays, Clemente, Ernie Banks, Hank Aaron, that reverse negative Hank Aaron, which is a neat card. That was on the sheet. Ted Williams, a Drysdale rookie. That went for $4,100, I think. Now, some of the cards, I guess at least on the edges, that one probably wasn't as good a shape as the 52, was it, Bill?
No, it wasn't. It had some more wear. The thing, a lot of times, the outer border of cards all the way around usually are not cuttable, you know, or doable. It's the inner cards that you start to look at, the ones that maybe just no creases, no nothing, and okay, let's have at it.
Yeah. When I was at the National a couple years ago, I got the guy from Historic Autographs gave me that uncut sheet of the Civil War cards.
Yep.
And the bad part about it was really big, and when I left, it was windy outside. It almost the wind almost blew it out of my hand, but I think I put some creases, you know, because the wind blew it. I was trying to hold on to it.
Yep.
But I don't know how big of a frame you'd have to get to frame
that.
That
was a cool
thing.
Sheet, though. We had a really good time at that booth, Historic Auctions booth, a couple years ago.
Yeah,
he had a game where you had to throw a ball and bounce it into some type of valued thing or whatever.
They had a new thing out called Swag, which was kind of like the Leaf Memorabilia Vault, where it had six items in it, and they were all wrapped. Some of them might be a redemption, but they had some big things that you could get. Well, last week was like homecoming week at T-Crown because a couple of guys came in that had moved. Dennis had moved like 7 years ago to Phoenix. He used to come in on Saturdays all the time. He came in on Wednesday. He got a new nickname, the Randomizer, because he got first in three different randomizers.
Geez.
Wednesday and then Saturday, and then Binder Bob came in on Saturday too. So it was like, yeah. But that Swag was pretty good. Dennis got a Johnny Unitas Art of Football, one of those oversized cards signed by Unitas.
Wow.
Yeah, that was numbered, I think, to 5. That was really nice.
Very nice.
So those are always fun to see, just to see what's in them.
I don't like the randomizing. I'd rather pay a little bit more for the first pick in a draft like that in a split than just
The thing is, you have to, if you do it that way, a lot of times, like the 5th, 6th are so much less than the main one. Everybody wants the first one.
Right.
So the first guy would have to pay so much more in one of these, it almost wouldn't even
defeats
pay
the purpose. Yeah,
it does. Right. You almost have to randomize that type thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. If you want to give us a call, 312-332-3776 is the number. We're giving away a box of 2017 Panini Certified Football to one caller, or if you get in the drawing, if you tweet a picture of an item that we use on the show, you get in the drawing also. For instance, I got a couple of things tweeted to me. Bill from Twitter sent pictures of two Wrigley Field seats that look like they're in pretty nice shape, wanted to know the value, and then he's got a little more beat up from County Stadium. I'm thinking just if everything being equal, Bill, I would think the Wrigley Field seats would probably be worth more than County Stadium seats just because there's more of a national following, probably a bigger fan base. I saw two Wrigley Field seats that were taken out after 2016, after the World Series, sell on eBay for $1,200. That was high. I don't usually see them go for that high, it seemed like. But don't you think that's higher than you would normally think on Wrigley Field seats, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, traditionally, and we've sold seats from, gosh, dozens of stadiums over the years, a single seat usually averages between, $250 and $500. The one that has always gotten a little bit more than that was the Yankee Stadium seats that were done after they tore down in 73.
Yeah.
But only if you have the little plate that went with it. I guess the team affixed this little plate to the back of the seat, and it just talked about the history of Yankee Stadium, the house that Ruth built from 1920-something to 73. And a lot of times that plate fell off. But if you have that plate still on it, those have brought 750 to as much as 1500.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool. I got another tweet of Jason tweeted some items. He had a 1951 and a 1958 White Sox team sign ball. I don't know how many signatures are on each one, but the good part about it, there's a nice Nelson Fox signature on each ball. So that's good. Typically, that's going to make it 100 or 200, depending on how it looks, no matter what, just if he's one of the guys on there.
He just didn't sign a lot, did he?
Well, he signed an okay amount, but he died at a young age, and he's a Hall of Famer, so combo makes a nice, valuable. I actually have a 61 Topps card signed by him.
Really?
I collect a lot of Chicago stuff, so I've got – that's one of my favorite things. I like that's the cool. old card signed. I had somebody, Wes, stopped in with his daughter, and Wes is a regular listener of the show, and they had a 1938 Yankees team signed baseball.
Ooh.
Gehrig was one of the two names on the sweet spot. You could read the Gehrig clearly, but DiMaggio's on that ball, and the panel DiMaggio was on was pretty faded. You could tell it was DiMaggio, but only really looking closely. Bill, did you happen to see the picture when I sent those of that ball?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And you described it perfectly. The Gehrig is readable. I forgot who else was on there on the sweet spot with him. But, that ball still has some good sellability value. I mean, $1,000 to maybe $2,500, depending on what it looks like. See it in person.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Maybe you started in an auction at $750 or $1,000, and as long as all the signatures actually turn out to be authentic, that's a key too. You never know that for sure, that sometimes it could be a clubhouse signature or a secretarial signature on there that they've been saving for all that time and passing it down through the generations, but they're not all legitimate on there. That's why I always look at the autograph authenticators as a necessary evil and stuff like that, because they know what to look for the clubhouse and whatever, and we don't see them all the time like that. So it's time for a short break. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8. You can call us with a question about a value of a collectible. The number's 312-332-3776. And you get in a drawing if you call us. We're giving away a 2017 Panini certified football box to one caller, or if you tweet a picture of an item, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing that way. We've got Vic from Lake Forest on the line. Thanks for waiting, Vic. What do you have?
I've got a set of boxing gloves, one signed by Muhammad Ali and one signed by George Foreman.
Oh, now that's cool. At one point, I had a pair of gloves at T Crown, and I think they were the red Everlast gloves. This was probably 15 years ago, and I think what it was, I bought them like from a Steiner type place, and Ali had signed one of them. I don't usually go to shows to get autographs, but I saw that Joe Frazier was going to be at a show, so I thought, well, I'm going to take the gloves and get Joe Frazier to sign the other one. And then I was going to keep them. I hung them up at Triple Crown. I thought this will be a great thing to have on the wall at T Crown. And one guy ended up talking me into selling the pair to him one time. I was like, you know, I just like kind of caved. Yeah. It was like, I was like, no, I really don't want to sell. I was like, come on, you got a retail store. You can't hang on to everything. And I was like, all right. And I gave him at the time what I thought was a pretty high price, $800 or $900. He's like, okay, sold. I'm like, darn. Geez, yeah. I was hoping he thought that'd be too high. So Bill Huggins, I don't know what do you think right now of two gloves, one signed by Ali and one signed by Foreman. Is that about the price range for them? $750 to $1,000, maybe?
Sure, if they're nice and clean and clear signatures and display very nicely, that's, you know, they're at least that, if not more.
Yeah, good. They really look yep, cool yep, on the wall absolutely, too, when it's tied together. So that's neat, Vic. I like that a lot. And then we have Pat from Dallas, Texas. Now, Pat, are you actually in Dallas, Texas, or are you in the Chicago area?
No, I'm actually in Dallas. I'm listening on an app.
Oh, the ESPN app, huh? That's awesome. What's up? What do you have?
I just had like a hypothetical question. Let's just say I ran into a box of Topps cards from the 1950s that were unopened.
Oh.
And...
Don't let Vince get anywhere near them.
I don't know what year it was. Was it 55 where they had like on the front on the left, it was a face picture. And then on the right, it was like an action shot of Robinson sliding into home or Mickey Mantle making a catch. But if this, I mean, I'd have to open them and like, I'm a fan. I got to go through them, but what would that cost me? I mean, how many, what would be the price?
It would probably cost you a lot because the sky is literally the limit on a box of packs of that right now. Bill, could you even give an estimate of let's say it was 1954 tops, what a full box of those would go for? Now it'd have to be six figures.
Oh, and it could get deep into six figures.
Yeah,
I think the year that our caller was referring to is 56 tops, actually, the ones that have a picture on one side and then on the other of him sliding in there. But a box of 56 is, if you could find one, I don't even know if one exists. You're looking at multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, you've got the advantage, Pat, because you know what to look for. You can look through the whole Dallas area, and if somebody has something there, you can be the one to pick it up. Check out any old drug stores and stuff. Who knows? Maybe they have them in their basement.
Yeah, if you get two boxes, open one and give one to us. We'll sell it for you.
Yeah, oh, that would be so much fun to see in an auction what that might sell for. I mean, literally the sky is the limit what it would sell for. Any of those 50s. Oh, can you imagine a 52 tops?
Oh, jeez. Oh,
I guess if you had the high series where you had a shot at a mantle. Has any one of those ever even come out, Bill, recently in the last few years, a box of the 52 tops?
I have not seen one.
Oh,
especially
my gosh.
I don't even know that I've ever seen a pack of high numbers.
I think a box of that would be multiple millions. I mean, like, I don't think it would just be 1 million. I think it'd be multiple millions on a box of those.
Yeah, no, you'd have to ring the cash register several times.
Yeah. That's right. I think if somebody brought one into Tea Crown, I think you'd have to get me at the emergency room. Just seeing it, I'd like keel over seeing
and
it.
Don't leave me alone in your store with that box.
I'll call 911, but first let me open the packs. That would be Vince. Without a doubt. Well, speaking of Vince, you know what time it is?
Oh,
you always look so nervous when it's the Price is Right. You get like, this is fun, Vince. Really? You know, you're doing good.
Three hours last night memorizing all the final prices.
Bill Huggins, we were saying earlier that you know what would have been really good at this was Jerry Lucas, the old basketball player, because supposedly, like, he could memorize the New York phone book. Everything he saw, he could memorize it. So Vince is trying to memorize the whole thing, but I still think we've got a shot here.
No, actually not. It wouldn't be fun if I,
it is more fun doing this. And people guess along with you at home.
Sure.
I'm sure they,
of course,
you know, they have wagers with each other at
home.
And
all my friends and family tell me when they get it right.
My wife always guesses. Her mother daughter always guesses.
There you go. Cool.
Yeah, that's right. So here's the items. First item, this came through T-Crown.
Okay.
A 2002 Supreme Court Justices signed and framed display. So this had nine justices, all of them signed some of the bigger names, I guess, sure. as far as justices, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sandra Day O'Connor, William Rehnquist, Antonin Scalia, and Clarence Thomas all signed, but nine total. There was a Ron Santo signed game used 1971-73 bat graded Mears A8. That also came through T-Crown, actually. This didn't come through T-Crown. A Mickey Mantle 1956 yellow base path PM15 pins PSA 8. 34 total have only been graded by PSA, and this is one of only seven that got the 8 grade and 5 or higher.
Wow.
So that
was that from the Bill Weiland collection?
I'm not 100% sure on that, to be honest with you.
Yes, it is.
I thought it probably was.
The support.
I figure who else would have had that, but I didn't know for sure. I don't think it said that one on that PSA holder, but yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, well, it did in tiny little letters. Oh,
okay. Guess that was it. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to guess the number three, Mickey Mantle.
The Mickey Mantle.
Yes.
Well.
Surprise!
Yeah. See, I thought it was a reverse setup, you know?
You can't overthink it. It's just I get three items that are close in price. Listen to how close it. See, that makes it hard.
Sure.
Listen to how close the third one was the Ron Santo bat, $2,000, which, it's not like it was inexpensive, $2,000. Second, the Mantle Pins PSA 8, $2,200. And first was that signed frame display, $2,400.
Wow.
That's actually higher than we expected on that, Bill. I bet she's going to be really happy with that.
Yeah, that got a lot of late bidding as well on Thursday night.
Yeah, I think that ended up with 24 bids on that one. So, that was very good. So you missed that one, Vince, but that was a tough one. That was maybe even tougher than usual.
But there's always next week.
There's always next week, yeah.
Eternally hopeful Cub fan here.
And then you get to find out from either they'll be in and say, oh, I knew that one, or they'll be like, no, I was right with you,
but
Vince.
Texts have already started. I feel my phone texting the vibe, already.
Probably, yeah. All right. Keith from Montgomery's on the line. What do you have there, Keith?
Yes, hi. I'm driving, so I don't have the stuff with me. 1931 or 1932 baseball signed on a sweet spot is Babe Ruth, and on the other panel, whatever you would call it, is Lou Gehrig.
Wow.
It's been not graded, but the authenticity of the autograph by PSA and I think JSA. I might have the second one wrong.
So you got them, and it's only those two guys.
Only those two, and I got it's a letter from the family. I guess Babe Ruth gave this ball to a sports writer, and then his family had like the documentation, and it's a copy of it, but it's a letter that I guess Babe Ruth gave to him because I guess he was sick or something. With cancer dying, so they signed it and sent the ball to him.
Now, how does the ball look? Is it whitish or really, really yellowed? Or
no, it's pretty. I would say like a medium whitish.
That's good.
A little more, but it's pretty bold. The Babe Ruth is pretty bold, and the Lou Gehrig is strong too. And I bought it at auction many years ago, like in 2000, somewhere around there. And then I got it. It was authenticity. Whenever JSA, I think, just started kind of from TSA. So I have both, and it has the pictures of them, of the ball and that.
Well, what did you pay at the time? Would you like to tell us or no?
Yeah, you know what? I want to say I paid like $8,900.
Okay, the way you describe it, it sounds like it would be worth quite a bit more than that right now. Here's one, Bill Huggins, that sold a year ago that you guys had it sold for $38,240, where it was nice ball with nice signatures of the two of them. Bill Huggins, don't you think that the way he describes it, I don't know if it's as nice as that one, but I think it's quite a bit more than $8,900 the way it's described.
Oh yeah, no, we nice signed Ruth Garrick balls. I mean, they're in high demand right now. That would be a great item for one of our auctions. And who knows? I mean, if it's as nice if it's on a major league ball, that's another key feature to the whole thing. And if you can still read the stampings of the manufacturer, that's the key thing.
You can do all that.
Wow, that's great, Keith. Well, you're not far from Triple Crown in Naperville. If you ever want to send it to Huggins and Scott, bring it in. I'll take pictures of it, tweet pictures if you want, and then send it to Huggins and Scott for auction. We'll give it some publicity because that'd be awesome. It'd be fun to see what it ends up going for. But if nothing else, I'd love to see it too at T Crown sometime.
Yeah, I can definitely bring it in for you to take a look at. I don't know if I want to sell it at this point in time, but I definitely. But I used to come to your store all the time and buy boxes many years ago. I got that cut from the SP Legendary Cuts from Hank Greenberg.
Yeah, very cool. Those are good. Yeah,
those are nice. Oh, very good, Keith. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's a good card. There was a Lou Gehrig Upper Deck SP Legendary Cuts autographed card from 2009 in the current Huggins and Scott auction that ended Thursday. That went for $3,300. Those are good autographed cards. And so, Bill, it seems like you guys have gotten quite a bit more of the modern day cards in your auctions recently, and they seem to be doing really well.
Yeah, no, the shiny card business is very good. It's, we keep getting more and more of it.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's already time for another short break. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, so hang in there. We'll be right back.
Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on from 7 to 8 every Saturday morning. You can call us with a question about the value of a collectible. We'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a Huggins and Scott auction, or if it's even worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction. And if you call, you get in a drawing. We're giving away a 2017 Panini certified football box this week. There's been some real nice rookie patch autograph cards coming out of here, and some of these 2017 football rookies are selling really well already on eBay. The quarterbacks and the running backs, you know, the higher picks.
It was a deep draft.
I hope they're as good as, you know, the early pricing is. And then there's always somebody that's inexpensive early that turns out to be really good. That's happens every year where you're like, oh man, I sold that earlier. It's like, I'm glad I held on to that one.
Yeah, so, it's an exciting time.
Yeah, you never know how it's going to go. We're going to mix in some of the pricing of items that ended in Thursday night's Huggins and Scott auction. We talked about the 2013 Rolling Stones 50th anniversary band signed guitar. That went for $5,100. That seemed like a really good price on that one. Here's something that I thought was interesting. The Bill Weiland Mantle 1951 Bowman Rookie, which was the condition of the card, was probably in the 1-2 range. You know, it was a lower grade card, but it had a 9 signature. He used to go get Mantle at when Mantle was signing at the shows, get him to sign stuff. That went for $18,500, which was almost twice what a Mantle 1951 Bowman rookie in a 5 grade went. So it just shows how on some of that vintage stuff, if the autograph versions can really do well. I mean, have you noticed that autographed vintage market improving, Bill, like as you watch each auction over the last couple of years?
The rookie card market. The key rookie cards of all the Hall of Famers who have passed away recently or are still alive, those guys are signing those things a lot because the value of those is just increasing every day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really, boy, that card, that signature on that 51 Bowman looked so good, too, the way it was on the card. Yeah. But, boy, that really did well. Ryan from Downers Grove's on the line. Thanks for waiting, Ryan. What do you have?
Hey, good morning. Great show, by the way.
Thanks.
And I've got a 1984 baseball autographed by the entire Detroit Tigers World Series team. I'm not sure if that'd be worth anything. Or
oh, any World Series team ball has extra value to it. How is it all nice white ball with dark signatures on it?
The signatures are dark. You can clearly read them. The baseball, I mean, it's been in a case for, I don't think I've ever taken it out after it was given to me. It's pretty white, to be honest with you.
So, Bill, my first thought is maybe 300 to 500. Are you with that, or you think different?
Yeah, no, it's certainly in that 300 to 500 range, and depending on how complete it is and its displayability, it could even be a little more than that. That Tiger team was certainly a highly sought after team with a lot of big name players on it.
Yeah, that was a team that didn't they get off to some like ridiculous start, like 30-3 or some crazy start. They had Willie Hernandez, who had an unbelievable year after being with the Cubs and being very mediocre when the Cubs had him. That stood out in my mind. And Kirk Gibson was on that team. Yep. Yeah.
That 84 season, they beat the Padres in the World Series, but really that should have been the Cubs.
That would have been so much more of an entertaining World Series if it had been the Cubs, Tigers, that the Padres just didn't play well in that series at all. Yeah. I think it would have been a lot more interesting if it had been of course, we're in Chicago too, but I think even nationally, it probably would have been, I don't know, more interesting. Jim from Gilbert's is on the line. What's up, Jim?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I got a pair of Jordan unretired shoes. Maybe they're the Jordan 10s, the red and white ones, never worn. But the only problem is I don't have the box. It got ruined. I didn't realize I was going to save them, but I never wore them.
Bill Huggins, you guys run some of the Jordan shoes once in a while. Is it Ricky that usually handles that stuff for you guys?
Yeah, he probably has a little bit better knowledge than I do as far as what these designed shoes would sell for. But I still think they got to be around $1,000 or more.
Yeah.
Even without the box?
Yeah. I mean, have the autographs been authenticated?
No, it's not autographed. It's just a shoe.
Oh, I thought you said it was autographed. Never mind.
No, no.
Yeah, without the box, the shoes are probably tough to sell. The box does sell the unsigned shoes, really.
Is there any way to get a box? I mean, do people sell, like, boxes like that or anything?
I would check eBay. I wouldn't think that may not be something you couldn't come up with.
Hey, just make sure you get the right box for the right shoes, I guess.
Right, sure.
Get the matching size, please, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That may be tougher to find than you think, really.
It probably would be, I've never been big on shoes. Yeah. No interest in those
Superman
at all.
Superman Todd's got quite the collection.
Yeah, he does.
You know?
He's got a ton of them.
Yeah, the shoes.
It's just never, I don't know, I guess different.
Yeah. The fun of collecting, you know, everybody's something different, but
that's
everybody is a collector.
Yes, or almost. I'd say 98%.
Yes.
People, I don't collect anything. Do you have anything from when you were a kid? Oh, yeah. Well, then you're a collector.
That's right.
No,
that's
I'm not. I'm not a collector. Adam on Twitter sent a picture of an autographed 11x14 Canerco hitting his World Series Grand Slam. Looks like he's got a wood frame on that. I would think in a store in the Chicago area, if it has authentication with it, probably ask in the $100 range. Canerco stuff doesn't sell for as good of a career as he had for the White Sox. Doesn't sell all that high, but it's nice. I'm sure there'd be demand for that. Without a doubt, there always will be. They won the World Series, so. Myron from Northwest
gentlemen.
Side. What's up, Myron?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Okay.
Oh, Myron is gone.
We lost Myron.
Well, Myron, if you're listening, try to give us a call back, and we'll get you back on there. Now, on Thursday night, the bidding ended from the Huggins and Scott July-August auction. Some of the items that ended, really great variety of things that ended in the auction. There was a Willie Mays 1951 Bowman rookie PSA 6, $5,900 that went for. This was interesting. 1887 Kalamazoo Bats, Pittsburgh, BBC team card, PSA 4. That's actually the highest PSA graded and one of only four known examples. That went for $22,000.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Amazing.
You don't see those every day when there's only four of them around.
Got a minimum opening bid of 10 G and it went for twice that.
Is that so what it started at?
Yeah,
yeah, that's,
wow.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Hey, I imagine you've never seen one of those before, Bill.
Nope, that's the first one we've seen.
Yeah, did well. That must have had a lot of bids on it, too. Now, did we get Myron back here? We got Myron back.
Yeah.
Okay, Myron.
Okay, what I got, it's a calling for a friend of mine. He's got an 8x12 of Muhammad Ali in the hallway and being interviewed, and he's throwing a jab at the cameraman, and you can see his whole face and upper body. He's got that mean look on his face. He's very young in this photo. And in the background, you can see the ring. And the gentleman standing next to him, probably a trainer. I wonder what it was signed on the bottom by Muhammad Ali.
Okay, how old is the signature? Do you know when it was signed?
It's been in the 70s sometime.
Oh, well, that's worth more, right, Bill? What do you think of the value from a 70s to a 90s? It probably has Muhammad above Ali in that signature. Myron, do you know?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
That is a signature, yeah. Muhammad Ali.
Okay, Bill Huggins, what do you think of the difference in value?
Well, if it is one of those old 70s signatures, that photo is easily, $750 to $1,500 in today's market, whereas if it was a newer photo, it could be in the $300 to $500 range.
Yeah, so it sounds like a good one, Myron. And Bill Huggins, that would be a nice one to auction if they decided they wanted to.
Oh, sure. If they wanted to contact us or bring it into Triple Crown, we'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, very cool, Myron. Okay, next on the line we have Ken from St. Charles. What's new, Ken?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
So I've got it's called a picture stamp album, and it's from 1972 for the NFL, and it's The Wonderful World of Pro Football. It's a booklet where you paste stamps in it for every team.
Okay. Does this have the stamps in it, or?
Yeah, I've got some full teams. I've got a majority of them have most of the teams. So
I don't know if those have been valuable enough to run in a Huggins and Scott auction, Bill. But have you ever run one of those?
Is this put out by Sunoco?
It is. Let me see real quick. 26 NFL teams.
On the front, does it say Sunoco gasoline, like the Sunoco station?
No, it says the official approved NFLPA collection.
Well, I know Sunoco did one in 72. I'm not sure what this other one was. Is it NFLPA?
Yeah, it's NFLPA.
Okay, that's the other one that they did. I mean, that whole stamp book with the stamps in it probably sells for $50 to $100.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be a Huggins and Scott auction item, but, you know, that's still some okay value. If you want to laugh, Vince, I get the online Tribune, Chicago Tribune sent to me.
Cool.
And today on the front page of the Tribune Sports, there was a picture of the fans going for, I think it was Murphy hit a home run. I think this is the one where it was. I notice this a lot, but this particular one, the reactions of the fans, you know, you got guys reaching for it.
Sure.
You got this one guy, it just went over his head. So maybe his eyes were open when the ball passed him, but he's got his arms up in the air like this and his eyes are closed and he's got like a big smile on his face. You got some lady ducking out of the way.
Oh,
you got people
cool.
reaching that aren't anywhere close to it. I mean, it's hard to not laugh
that's
when
cool.
you see it. So if you need
that's
a laugh,
cool.
go check the front page of the
what
Tribune
What a priceless
Sports.
Photo for yeah. yourself to yeah. display for your family forever.
My
you know?
Son Jim was in one of those in the newspaper one time, but they were all reaching
oh,
for it.
Gotcha.
And he was clear as day. He was one of the guys
That's
reaching
cool.
for it. Yeah.
That's cool.
It is
That's
neat
funny.
When that
yep.
happens.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mike from Glen Ellen's on the line. What do you have, Mike?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I have a Dream Team jersey signed by Jordan. I haven't put it in a case, but it's hung up nicely in my closet.
I'm sorry, what was it that was signed by Jordan? I couldn't hear you.
One of the USA Dream Team jerseys.
Oh, okay. Is it Upper Deck authenticated?
Yeah. It is not, but my mother got it for me. So I was just curious if how much they normally sold for. I don't know how many he's signed. I'm sure there's a lot. I was just curious.
Bill, have you run a Jordan USA signed jersey, or I know you've run the Bulls jerseys.
Yeah, they sell for, you know, $1,500, somewhere in that range as far as,
okay.
You know, you just need to get it authenticated. But,
perfect.
And the Upper Deck ones sometimes bring a little bit more because they have the nice little packaging that goes with it.
Now, if you had the one that he wore in the Olympics, then you're talking big-time money there, Mike.
Yeah, you're back. I wish I did, but I don't think it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the call. All right, in the Huggins and Scott auction, we're getting towards the end here, but let's fill in a couple more items that ran in the auction. That Frank Thomas, no name on front, 1990 Topps rookie number 414 PSA 5, $3,350.
Wow, very nice.
Boy, that has really turned into a hot card. The 1909-11 T206 Sherry McGee error where it's spelled M-A-G-I-E on the front. PSA 2 went for $12,250.
Wow.
Have you had one of those errors before that you can think of, Bill?
Yeah, I think we have had a few of the Maggie errors over the years. They're, you know, condition and grade. This was a nice one. It looked like about a 4 or a 5. But it just had a tiny spot of paper loss on the back, so technically it was a 2.
Oh, I see. Okay. And that we had mentioned, I know I tweeted a picture of this, the Bill Weiland collection, Mickey Mantle 1967 Topps Punch-Outs, PSA 4.5, which was the highest grade they have given out. That went for $6,600.
Very nice.
That's the thing about that Bill Weiland collection. He had so many things that you typically don't even see. Did overall do pretty well, his stuff, Bill?
Yes, I talked to Bill yesterday. He was very happy. He enjoyed coming to the show and meeting a lot of the fans. There's a YouTube video of him being interviewed that if you type in Bill Weiland under YouTube, that's a nice little video of him talking about his whole collection.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's great it went well for him. Vince, nice. It's already time to do the drawing.
All right, this week's winner is Ryan from Downers Grove. So, Ryan, email me your address. I'll deliver to your door free of charge. My email address is vince@ercdelivery.com.
Okay, and then don't forget you can go to hugginsandscott.com. Check out their website if you want to look at some of the items that ended that you were, if you're trying to bid on them, you can see the completed items from this recent auction. And if you have something you think might be valuable that might be worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction, you can search their auction history, type in anything. And if it's been there the last 10, 12 years, it'll show up on there. And if you have something, you can always stop by. I'm Tom Morgan at Triple Crown in Naperville 6 days a week. You can always bring something in there. So have a great week, and thanks for listening, everybody.